Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Michael Elias. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bitzchus Refor Shalema of Miriam Farcha, Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Gimel. Tosfos Divrei Maaschil Re'ehu asks, why is it that our sugya is a mayit hegdish from the pasuk of Re'ehu? The Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Vav, is a mayit hegdish from the pasuk of V'guna Mibesa Ish, V'lemi Beis Hegdish. Tosfos answers, the Hasam Nami Loi Me Ish Kadarish. The Emes, Tosfos says, the Gemara later on, Ayin Vav, which is Mamayit Hegdish from the Pasuk of Ish, is Lav Dafka, because Gabi Hegdish Nami Shaykh Loshen Ish. Tosfos says that the real Miyat on Hegdish is because Hegdish isn't Re'ehu, as the Gemara says in our Sugya, and when the Gemara later on says, that means that Hegdish isn't a bias to Shaykh Be Re'ehu. If so, why did the Gemara mention the pasuk of V'gunam Yibesa Ish at all? Says Tosfos, because it's Agav Ganef. Regarding Ganef, the Gemara darshins V'gunam Yibesa Ish, V'lom Yibesa Ganef. So the Gemara uses the same pasuk in regards to Hegdish, although the main miut is because it says Re'ehu. The Lacha Mishnah in Perek Beis, Hilchas Geneva, Halacha Aleph, says that Midivrei HaRambam we can learn different teretz to Tosfos' kasha. The Rambam there paskins, Hagoyne ves Hagoy, Oysha Gonav Nichse Hegdish, Eina Mishalem Ela Hakerem Bulvad, Shenemar, Yishalem Shnaim L'Re'ehu, L'Re'ehu V'loy L'Hegdish, L'Re'ehu V'loy L'Goy. So the Rambam paskins that the drosha of Re'ehu is necessary to pater a Gneva from Hegdish. The Rambam continues, V'chein Hagoyne ves Kotshim Beis Balehen, Bain Kutchim Kadoshim, Bain Kutchim Kalim, Bain Kutchim She'en Abaylam Chayovin Bachriyusan, Bain Kutchim She'abaylam Chayovin Bachriyusan, Hareza Potter, Mena Kefel, Umitashlume Abov Chamisha, She'nemar, V'guna Mibesa Ish, V'loy Mibes Hegdish. Clearly, the Rambam holds that we need the Alfusa of V'guna Mibesa Ish, V'loy Mibes Hegdish, in addition to the Miyat of Re'eyu V'loy Hegdish. Why do we need two psukim? As Tosfos asked, Zogt Lacha Mishnah, the Seder of the Rambam indicates that if we'd only have one Pasuk, we'd have thought that only Kachim She'ena Chayev Achriyusan is Nismayit from the Pasuk of Re'ehu. But where the Bailam has a Chiv Achrayis, it's still considered his and would be Bechlal Re'ehu, as is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Therefore, we need the second Pasuk of V'guna Mibesa Ish, that Afilu Kachim Shechayev Achriyusan is also exempt. That's why the Rambam brought the pasuk of V'guna Mibesa Ish Dafka V'Seif Dvarav regarding the din of Kachim Shechayev Achriyusan. V'yesh La'ayin in the teretz of the Lacha Mishnah, because since the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon that Dover Agarim L'Mamin is not viewed as Mamin, we don't pask like Rav Shimon, why would the Rambam need a second pasuk Lafuke of the Das of Reb Shimon to teach us that Dover Agar L'Mamin isn't Kamamin? Adarabba, B'chol HaTerekula we don't view a Dover Agar L'Mamin Kamamin, and therefore it should be Nichlal in the Miyat of Re'eyu, despite the fact that the Bailam has a Chiv Achrayis. And Azay Frek Reb Chaim Oizer in Chelek Gimel Simen Samach Beis Ois Aleph, he notes that nowhere do we find that according to the Rabban and the Reb Shimon, we need a pasuk to teach us that Geirim L'Mamin is Lav Kamamin. That is the Svar Chitzayna. Adarabba, in Psachim Daf Hei, the Gemara darshins a pasuk according to the Rabbanon, that in regards to the Isser of Bal Yimotzei, even something which isn't his, but it's Geirim L'Mamin, is considered to be Bechlal, the Isser of having Chametz. If so, Tzarech Bir, the Teretz of the Lacha Mishnah, who says that the second Pasuk is necessary to teach us that even Kachem Shechai Bachriyusan is exempt from Tashlumei Kefa. Reb Kiva Eiger in his Hagoyes to the Lacha Mishnah points out that according to the Lacha Mishnah in Perek Ches, Hilchas Diske Momen, Seif Halacha Aleph, we have a different Mahalach to understand why the Rambam needed both Pesukim. The Rambam there writes, Shershal Yisrael Shenagach Shershal Hegdish, Oy Shal Hegdish Shenagach Shershal Yisrael, Potter Shenemar Shor Re'eyu. It's clear from the Rambam that only the type of kachim which has an iser mi'ila is nismayit from the din of nizke mamon. The Lacha Mishnah there points out that the chilik between kachim sheyesh behen mi'ila and kachim she'ein behen mi'ila is mentioned in the Gemara earlier, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that this chilik is true according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who holds that kachim kalim mamon bailim, and therefore that isn't the hegdish that's nismayit from nizke mamon, because if it's mamon bailim, it's bechlal re'ehu. The Lacha Mishnah asks that if so, why does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yossi Haglili in regards to nizokin? Yet, when it comes to the din of kefel and geneva, the Rambam says that the din of kefel doesn't apply even to kachim kalim. If kachim kalim mamon bailim, it should be bechlal re'ehu lagabi kefel, the same way it's bechlal re'ehu lagabi nizokin. Zokta Lacha Mishnah, v'yesh loymar, that in regards to kefel, we have a second pasuk, v'gunam nebeis ha'ish, and because of the pasuk of v'gunam nebeis ha'ish, we're memayit even kachim kalim, despite it being mamon bailim. He adds that this is meduktik from the Seder HaRambam, who brings the second pasuk of v'gunam nebeis ha'ish, v'loymi beis ha'gdish, l'gabi the chaluka of kachim kalim. Both terutzim of Lacha Mishnah focus on the fact that the Rambam is koilul types of kachim in the second chalukah, where he brings the pasuk of v'gunam nebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis hegdish, kachim shechayiv b'achar yuson and kachim kalim. But be'emes yesh la'ayin, because in this second division where the Rambam brings the pasuk of v'gunam nebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis hegdish, he encompasses all kachim mizbeach, sai chayiv b'achar yuson, sai ena chayiv b'achar yuson, Sai Kachim Gadashim, Sai Kachim Kalim. So it's a little difficult to say that the reason the Rambam brought the second pasuk was only for the bigger chiddush, namely Kachim Shechayi Bachri Yusan and Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, who holds Mamon Bailim. Rabbi Chaim, in the Chiddushim al Hashas, Daf Ayin Vov Omer Aleph, makes this point. It's Mashba from the Rambam that the pasuk of Re'eyu V'loy Hegdish goes solely on Kachay Berekabayis, whereas the pasuk of Pagura Beis Ish, Loi Beis Hagdish, goes Dafka on Kachay Mizbeach. In order to be Masbir, the Piske Harambam, Rab Chaim is Magdim, that there's a fundamental difference between Kachay Berekabayis and Kachay Mizbeach. Both of them are an Indian of Kedusha and an Indian of Mammon. However, Zakt Rab Chaim, in the case of Kachay Berekabayis, the Iker is the fact that the person is moitzi his mamon or his chayfetz from his rishus to the rishus of hegdish. Due to that haknoa to the rishus of hegdish, the kedusha sets in and it becomes aser akula alma. But what caused it and brought it about was the haknoa to the rishus of hegdish. Masha enken, when we're discussing kachem izbeach, zokrum chayim, be'emes, there isn't a haknoa. Rather, person makes a chalois kedusha on the chayfetz. The kedusha is geirim and isra hana, and that kedusha itself makes it mamon gavaya. An example of this, says Reb Chaim, is ma'isa sheni mamon gavaya, according to Reb Meir. When a person separates some of his tvua and is kairish shem ma'isa sheni, according to Reb Meir, the kedusha that is present in ma'isa sheni makes it the mamon gavaya. Similarly, when a person is magdish a behema l'mizbeach, the kedusha that he's meichel on the behema makes it mamon gavaya. Both in the chidushei hagrach al hashas and in the Bircha Shmuel siman lamed dalet, where he brings this chilik of Reb Chaim, they bring a raya to this differentiation by the fact that we find the din of amiros l'gavaya kimsiros l'hejit in kachay berekabayis. Obviously, we view the transfer of a chayfet from the bailim to kachay berekabayis as a hakno similar to mesira lehejet. This raya, though, is a plia, as Rabbi Aaron had gefrekt from the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Chesam and Beis, which says, Ketzad amirasi legavaya kemsirasi lehejet, ha'oimer shor ze'oila bias ze hegdish. Afilu b'seifa oilam kana. The Gemara says clearly that the din of amirasa legavaya k'msirasa lehegit applies equally to a bias which the person is being magdish to bedek bias, and a shor which a person is being magdish kachem izbeach v'tzorch in gadol. I heard from Rabbi Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik Zolzayin Gesund that Mishpachas Soloveitchik says over this vort from Rabbi Chaim the differentiation between kachem izbeach and kachem bedek bias without the raya of amirasa legavaya, which lechayre is mufrach from the sugya in kedusha. Based on this chilek between the act of being magdish lebedek bias, which is in essence a hakna, and being magdish legavaya, which is be'emes, just being mechel kedusha on the chayfetz, Rav Chaim was mevayer a stira between the sugya later on daf ayin tes amid aleph, which says Ganav vehigdish is chayiv dalad vehe. The Gemara says the reason for this is mali mochri lehejit, mali mochri leshamayim. The act of being magdish the behema to hegdish is similar to mechira lehejit, which is mechayiv him dalad vehe. This sugi is nistira to the Gemara on Ayin Vo Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that a maisa hegdish isn't comparable to mechira. Because meikara tur de Reuven, hashta tur de Reuven. Taisis de Ramaschel v'hashta on daf ayin vav, Amid Aleph asks the kasha, and Taisis answers that the Gemara later on ayin tes, which says that a maisa hegdish is considered to be a mechira and is mechayiv him adalad vehei, that speaking where the person is being magdish hit lebedek habayis, while the sugya here on ayin vav, which says it isn't viewed as a mechira, is speaking where the person is being magdish hit lemizbeach. Zok Reb Chaim, this distinction is very understandable according to the Havana in the chilik between the two Maisa Hegdish. In a case where a person is being Magdish on Lebedek HaBayis, it's first and foremost a Hakna, therefore it's judged as a Mechira, and as Mechayiv him, Medalad Vehei, Mitzad, Ganav Umocha. Masha'en Kein, when a person is being Magdish Lemizbeach, there he's being Mechel Kedusha on the Chayfetz, he's not making a Maisa Hakna, therefore, he isn't considered to have done a mechira, and he isn't chayiv dalad vehe. This part of Reb Chaim is also difficult to understand, because the Rambam in Perek Beis, Geneva Halacha Vav, says that if a person steals a shor, and then he's magdishit, he's chayiv tashlumei kefel, ve'ena mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam, it says, Amar Avram, kitzer bekan, she'im higdish she'hegdish bedek habayis, neshalm dalad vehei, mali mochroi l'shamayim, mali mochroi lehegit. The Ravid differentiates between a maisa hegdish to kachem mizbeach, or maisa hegdish to bedek habayis, as is mavur in Tosfos. But the Rambam is not machalik. And the Magen Mishnah says that although k'tzas ha'meforshim differentiated between Hegdish lemizbeach and Hegdish bedek habayis, Rabbeinu soivar de'ein ze'emes. If this chilik is true, zok the Magen Mishnah bedas harambam, the Gemara would have had to say so explicitly. And since the Gemara brought a brisa which says it is mechayiv, while from the Mishnah it's mavur that it isn't mechayiv, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam understood that it's an outright machloikis between the brisa and the Mishnah. The brisa holds that a maisa hegdish is considered a mechira, I would mechayiv him dalad vehei, but the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Braisa. The Rambam paskins like it's mavur in the Mishnah, that any maisa hegdish isn't considered a maisa mechira. This is especially shver on the Birch Shmuel, who writes explicitly, avol bekotche bedek habayis, shapir de posak harambam, gabi gonav vehigdish lebedek habayis, dechayiv dalad vehei. From the Ravid and the Magen Mishnah, it's clear that the Rambam isn't being mechayiv on a Maisa Hegdish, even where the Maisa Hegdish is to kachem bedek habayis, b'tzorach iyun. B'chol oifen, Reb Chaim is mamshich, that there's a chilek between the miyut of v'guna mebeis ha'ish and the miyut of re'eyu v'loy shel hegdish. The miyut of re'ehu is a miyut on tashlumen. Even if the person did a Maisa Gneva, which is mechayiv, the Torah says that he never will have to make a tashlumin to Hegdish. On the other hand, the miyut of v'gunav mibeis ha'ish relates to the maisa gneva. The Torah says that a person is only mechuyiv if he makes a ma'aseh gneiva from bailim mesuyamim, and the item was b'rishus those bailim. Similar to the miyut of v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'loy mibeis ha'ganev, which is a miyut on the ma'aseh gneiva because the item was no longer found in the rishus of the bailim. With this in mind, Zok Reb Chaim, we fully understand why the Rambam was memayit, someone who steals something from Kachim is Beach, from the Pasuk of Re'ehu V'loy Lehegdish. The Rambam could not be memayit from the Pasuk of V'guna Mibes Ha'ish V'loy Mibes Hegdish, because when a person is magdish something, Lebedek Habayis, he's transferred it to Hegdish entirely, and now, Kol Hecha De Issa, Begaz De Rachmane Issa, and a ganef that comes and takes that item is taking the item from the Beis HaBailim. It is securely biyad hegdish, and the ganef is removing it from there. There's no chisaron whatsoever in the ma'isa gneva. Therefore, we can't be memayit from the pasuk of v'guna mibeis ha'ish v'loy mibeis hegdish, but nevertheless, we can be memayit from the pasuk of re'ehu, because that's exeris hakasov, that never could a person be nischayiv b'tashlumin to hegdish. Masha'enkin, when a person steals Kachim Mizbeach, there the Miyut of Re'ehu doesn't apply, because the Tashlumin would be to the Bala Korban and not to Hegdish. The only Miyut that can be used in this type of Geneva is the Pasuk of V'guna Mibes Ha'ish V'loy Mibes Hegdish. The Geneva is from the Bala Korban, yet at the same time it's Kaddish L'Shamayim. Since the Geneva is taking place not from Bailam Suyamim, it's not solely in the Rishus of one party, there's a deficiency in the Ma'aseh Geneva, and we're memayit from the Pasuk of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish V'loy Mibeis Haganev, although potentially the Tashlumim would have been to a Hejit who is Bechlal Re'ehu. In this part of the Shtickle, the Bircha Shmuel seems to be more accurate than the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alashas, because the way Reb Baruch Ber says the word, the din of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish V'loy Mibeis Haganev refers to a deficiency in the Ma'isa Geneva of Kachim Mizbeach, even where it's Kachim Kalim, which is Mamon Bailim, because the Kedusha on the Chayfetz makes it that it's not entirely Biyad HaBailim. In Reb Chaim Alashas it says that this includes both Kachim Kalim and Kachim Shechayiv Bachriyusan. Although Reb Shimon holds that Kachim Shechayiv Bachriyusan is considered to be the mammon of the bailim, the Shem Hegdish causes it not to be viewed as V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish. This is a plia, because the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav says Mefurish that Reb Shimon is Mechayiv Kefal and Dalad Vehei on Kachiv Shechayiv V'Achriyusa. Al Kulpanim, Chaim is Masber, why the Rambam, the Tchilas Dvarav, when he's dealing with Kachiv Berakabayis, brings the miyut of Re'eyu V'loy Shel Hegdish, because it's a miyut in Tashlumen, not a chisarn in the Ma'isa Geneva. When the Rambam deals Seif Dvarav with a Geneva of Kotche Mizbeach, there the Rambam brings the other miyat, Dehainu, V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish, V'loy Mibeis Hegdish. To summarize, in our sugya, we're memayit a Geneva from Hegdish from the Pasuk of Re'ehu, whereas the Gemara later on is memayit it from the Pasuk of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish. Tosfos learns that the Iker Miyat is the Pasuk of Re'ehu V'loy Shel Hegdish, and the Gemara later on is Lav Dafka. The Rambam, though, brings both Miyutim, Sai, the Pasuk of Re'ehu, and the Pasuk of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish. Why is it necessary, Ledas HaRambam, to have both Miyutim? The Lecha Mishnah explains the Rambam in two Eifanim. One Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah is that we'd have thought that Kachim Shechayiv Bachriyusan is considered to be Bechlal Re'ehu. Mela, we need the pasuk of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish V'loy Mibeis Hegdish. Alternately, Zokt V'lecha Mishnah, since the Rambam holds that Kachim Kalim is Momen Bailim, we can't be Mamayat Kachim Kalim from the pasuk of Re'ehu, we need the Miyut of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish V'loy Mibeis Haganef. Rav Chaim, though, is Medayik, that the Rambam differentiates between Kachim Mizbeach, the Chlalusam, all Kachim Mizbeach, as opposed to Kotche Berekabayis. Therefore, Reb Chaim explains the Rambam's usage of the two Yafusis by saying that when a person steals Kotche Mizbeach, then there's a chesaron in the Ma'isa Geneva. And we have to memayit that from the pasuk of Viguna Mibesa Ish, V'loy Mibes Hegdish, as we find the miyat of Viguna Mibesa Ish, V'loy Mibes Haganev, which is because of a chisarn in the Maisa Gneva. Whereas, when a person steals Kotche Berek Abayis, there's no chisarn in the Maisa Gneva. It is totally in the yad of Hegdish. There, the only miyat is because the Torah writes Re'eyu, which is a miyat in the Tashlumen. Even where a person committed a Maisa Gneva from the Beis Habayalim, he cannot be Neschayiv to make Tashlumen to Hegdish. Nevertheless, there remains a kasha, b'shitas HaRambam, which I heard from Rav Meshua Soloveitchik, Zalzayin Gezunt, and that is that it's apparent from the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva that all Kotche Mizbeach aren't Nismayit from the Pasuk of Re'ehu, only from the Pasuk of V'guna Mibes HaEsh. If so, when it comes to Niske Mamun, why did the Rambam only say that person would be Chayiv? If it's kachim she'ein behen mi'ila, namely kachim kalim aliba derbi seglili, which are mom and bailim, l'chayr the Rambam should have said that all kachim mizbeach are b'chlal re'eyu and aren't nismayit from nizakin. The only hegdish which should be nismayit from re'eyu, because niske mamon only has the miyat of re'eyu and not any other miyat, should be kachim b'nei kabayis v'tzarech bir. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan, Hatoyin Tainas Ganet Bepikodin Meshalem Tashlumei Keifa, Tavach Umochar Meshalem Tashlumei Arbo V'Chamisha. The Gemara explains that Rav Chiya bar Abba is Mechadesh, that not only is a Toyin Tainas Ganet Mechuyiv Keifel, but if he goes ahead and is Tavach Umochar afterwards, he is Mechuyiv Dalet Vehei. And the Gemara says, he learns this out either from the ribui of ganef haganef or because of a hekesh or makesh, toyin tainas ganef to ganef, just like a ganef whose tevech umoicher after his gneva is mechuyiv dalad vehei, so too a toyin tainas ganef, if he's tevech umoicher after he was toyin tainas ganef, he's mechuyiv dalad vehei. Reb Leib Lapian Zatzal, in the Sefer Zikaron for Chatzk Labramsky, is a miskasha with the Sugyas HaGemara. Once we know that a Toyin Tainas Ganef is Mechuyiv Kefel, it should be Poshet that if he goes ahead and is Teveach Umaycher afterwards, he's Mechuyiv Dalad Vehei. Why is it that the Gemara needs a special Yalfusa to Mechadish that he's Mechuyiv Dalad Vehei if he's Teveach Umaycher after he was a Toyin Tainas Ganef? He brings a Machlekes Rishonim Lagabi the Din of Gozal Para Muberes, Yolda, whether or not that constitutes a shinai. Bemis, we find three shittas in the Rishonim regarding this din, all quoted by the Ktzos in Shin Nundalad Sifkotin Aleph. The shita of the Rambam in Perek Beis Gzeila Vaveda Halacha Zayin is that Leida isn't considered to be a shinai, not in regards to the para or lagabe the vlad. The Ravid is Masig, Omar Avram, Shibishuzeh, She'en lecha shinui godl yoyser mileida ugziza. According to the Rambam, leida is considered to be a shinui, sai in the vlad, sai in the par. The Rosh in Perek Tes, Simen Gimel, and the Balamor, Daf Lamed, Dalet Amud Aleph, and Daf Yerif, also agree with the Ravid that leida is considered a shinui in the mother as well as in the vlad. The Ramban in Melchamis has a third opinion. His shita is that leida loy havishinei ela leguf havlad, but the para isn't acquired by the ganef because klapi the para we don't see a leida as being a shinei. The Ramban brings a raya to his shita to differentiate between the uber and the para from a tosefta in Bava Kamma Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. In tosefta state, if a person steals muuberes v'yolda, va'achkach tovaches ubra, meshalam tashlumei kefel, upotter mitashlumei shloisha. Hagoin of parum uberes, v'yolda, va'achkach tovcha, or shmeina v'kchisha, meshalam tashlumei kefel, kshas hagneva, tashlumei dal v'hei, kshas tficha mechira. It's evident from the Tosefta, zokt the Rabban, that leida is considered to be a shinui on the vlad. Therefore, when he shechts the vlad, he isn't chayiv dalad vehei, but it's not considered to be a shinui in the para, Therefore, if he's teveach or meicher the para after it gave birth, he is chayev dalet vehe. L'chayritz muchach, from the tesefta, that leida is considered to be a shinoi, at least in the vlad. V'tzorach iyan, in Shitas HaRambam, who says that leida isn't considered a shinoi even in the vlad. The Ar Sameach, in Perek Aleph, Gneiva, Halochir Aleph, says that lule de mistafina me'avion shel Yisrael, the way he refers to the Ramban, one can defend the Shitas HaRambam by explaining that the Ptur, the Tosefta says, regarding shechting the Vlad, is unrelated to the din of Shinoi. Rather, zokt the Ar Sameach, the din of Dalet V'Hei is only on a Shor V'Seh Bilvat. Kefal, on the other hand, is al kol davar hametaltol. Geneva of an Uber is certainly mechayiv of the Ganef Kefal, because an Uber is bechlal all metaltlin that are shavik kesef, which require the Ganef to pay Kefal. But it isn't a shor v'seh chai, which can mechayiv a person dalad v'hei. If so, says the Ar Sameach, he's neschayiv Kefal as if he would have stolen a table or chair. Now that it was born, and he goes ahead and is teveach or moicher, he becomes mechuyiv shnayim oy shloisha al tzamaisa tvicha or mechira on a shor v'seh. But that cannot be combined with the kefil that was a schayiv on stamadavar metaltel, which doesn't qualify for tashlum edalad vehe. Ramei Asimcha compares this to the din of ein hateveach or moicher achar ganef meshalom tashlum edalad vehe, which he explains is because of the din that somebody who steals from the ganef is potter from kefel, and then tashlume dalad veheam rachmana veloy tashlume gimel vedalad. Similarly, here, since the kefel that is mechuyev is not b'toiras tashlume shor v'seh, we cannot add on top of that the additional tashlumen for the tficho u'mechir. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky in Chazon Yecheskel to the Tosefta asks a kasha on the pshat of Ramei Asimcha from the sugya. In Baba Kama, Daf Samach Hayamid Beis. The Gemara there says, Gonav Tle Venasa Ayil, Egil Venasa Shar, Meshalom Tashlume Kefel, Vetashlume Arbo Vachamisha. Maskefla Reb Zera asks, Veniknenu B'Shinei Hashem, when the animal changes from a Tle to an Ayil, or an Egil to become a Shar, that should be viewed as a Shinoi, and if Shinoi is Koina, he shouldn't be Chayiv, Dalad Behe. Rava answers, Shor ben yoymoy kari shor, ayil ben yoymoy kari ayil. Therefore, it isn't considered a shini Hashem when it matured from an egel to a shor or a tle to an ayil. Zokt Rav Chatzkel Abramsky. According to Rav Zera, who didn't hold of this din that shor ben yoymoy kari shor, ayil ben yoymoy kari ayil, he felt that therefore we should judge it as a shini Hashem and it should become the property of the ganef, and thereby exempt him from a chiyuv dalad vehe. For Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, if Rameir Simcha is correct, that if you do a maisa geneva on an item which doesn't qualify for tashlumei dalad vehe, you can never be mechuyuv dalad vehe on it afterwards, even without the din of shinoi. Why did Rav Zera have to ask his kasha solely because of the din of shinoi Hashem, that changing from an egel to a shor or a tle to an ayil constitutes a shinoi? Without that, since shor ben yoymoy l'daitoy isn't called a shor, it turns out that he stole something which doesn't qualify for tashlumei dalad vehe. And if he stole something which isn't bechlal the parish of dalad vehe, even if later on it transforms itself into an item which you're mechuyev dalad vehe on it, you're not going to be chayiv for the tvicha mechira, because there's no tziruv of the chiyuv on the tvicha mechira to the chiyuv of the geneva. Therefore, he's mefarish the tesefta differently. Reb Leib Lapyan comes to the defense of Ramei Asimcha, and he argues that even according to the Havamina, in other words, the opinion of Reb Zera, that Shor ben Yoymoy isn't called a Shor, Ayil ben Yoymoy isn't called an Ayil, they're certainly considered the species of Shor v'Seh. If someone stole a Tle and shechted it, Avadi is going to be chayiv dalad vehe because a tle is mimin seh. Similarly, if somebody steals an egel and shechts it, he's going to be chayiv because it's mimin shor. If so, the geneva avada was done on something which qualifies for tashlumei dalad vehe. And therefore, the only line of argument that Rav Zera has available to him to pater is because the change from a tle to an ayil or an egel to a shor is shine Hashem. But in essence, the argument of Rameir Simcha is very understandable. In order to combine the chiyuv of the kefil with the additional payments for the dalad vehei, the kefil has to be in an oifen that's mechayivim on an item which could qualify for tashlumei dalad vehei. Yet, Rav Leib Lapyan wants to go a step weiter. According to Rameir Simcha, the geneva of the uber wasn't in an item which qualifies for dalad vehei. The tficha mechira, on the other hand, was done on a live animal. Memela, that is mechayev him, the additional payments of dalad vehei. The problem lies in the combination. We can't be mitzarif, the tashlumei, tficha mechira, to a kefal, which he wasn't nischayev for on an item that's bechalal the parasha of dalad vehei. Rav Leib Lapyan argues that we can clear a fundamental chakira in tashlumei dalad vehei. Is the pshat that it is a combination of a chiv kefel for the maisa geneva and an additional two or three for the maisa tvicha or mechira that are really a composite of two distinct chiyuvim? Or do we view the additional shnayim ishloisha that is tacked on for tvicha mechira as a tashlumin for two averis? A person who firstly was goynev a chayfetz and then went ahead and was teveach u'moicher is nischayiv b'dalad vehei. Perhaps we can find backing for the second mahalach from the Gemara on Samach Ches Amar Aleph, which says that the reason a person is chayiv dalad vehei is b'nei sheshina b'chet. He did two averis. Although it's not muchrach, certainly this Lashna Gemara would be more understandable if we say that the additional beis v'gimel that are tacked on is because he did two averis with this chefza. According to this understanding of tashlumei dalad vehei, Zokr Leib Lapyan, we can take Rameir Simcha's idea for explaining the tesefta unrelated to the din of shinoi a little further. The reason that the tesefta paters, the ganev who's teveach the uber after was born, is not merely because we can't combine a proper chiyuv of beis v'gimel for the tvicha mechira, which he did in the shor v'seh, to the kefel, which he was nischayev for when it was merely a davar hametaltel. But rather, since the chiyuv dalad vehei is only for both stealing the item and being teveach u'meicher, he is never nischayev, even the additional tashlumen for the tvicha mechira, since when he stole it, it wasn't a bar hochi of tashlumei dalad vehei. According to this way of looking at tashlumei dalad vehei, one has to do saya gneva and saya tvicha mechira to something which is mechayiv a person, but dalad vehei. Since here he stole it while it was merely a metaltlin, not shor v'seh, he can't be chayiv the additional chiyuvim for tvicha mechira in the first place. Lefi zeh, Zokt Rav Leib Lapyan, he can miyashiv the original kasha in our sugya. What was the kasha? Once we know that a toyin tainas ganev is chayiv kefel, it should be poshet that if afterwards he goes ahead and is teveach u'moicher, he's chayiv dalad vehei. Why did the Gemara find it necessary to be marbe a chiyiv of dalad vehei after he was toyin tainas ganev, either from ganev haganev or from a hekesh to a poshet a ganev? In light of the above, though, it's understandable. If the chiyuv of beis v'gimel on the tvicha mechira would only be for the act of tvicha mechira, then it's taka shtarka kasha. We know that he has to pay kefel, and we know that he's committed an act of tvicha mechira to something which he's already chayiv kefel. Memela, it's pashit that he's chayiv dalad vehei. Why is there a need for makor for this halacha? However, if we understand that the tashlumen of beis v'gimel isn't solely for the new avera, for the second avera of tvicha mechira, but rather it's because he was goynev the chayfet and he was teveach u'moicher, then the geneva plays a role in the chiyuv of dalad vehei. Therefore, it's not a given that somebody who was a toyin tayin skanif is considered to have done a maisa geneva, which can be a building block and a machayev for dalad vehei. It might only have the din of geneva legabe achiyev kefel. Kum to Torah, and the Torah is marbe, that not only is it judged to be a maisa geneva, to mechayev a person kefel, but it's even considered to be a Maisa Gneva, which can be one of the two Maisa Aveira, which combine to Mechayiv him, Dalet Behei, if he's Tevech HaMoicher afterwards. To summarize, the Gemara says that a Toyin Tainis Ganef and then Tevech HaMoicher is Mechuyiv Dalet Behei. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. The Kasha of Rabbi Leib Lapian Zatzal is, once we know that a Toyin Tainis Ganef is Chayiv Kefel, it should be self-understood that if he goes ahead and is Tevech HaMoicher afterwards, he's a Mela Nischayev B'Tashlumei Dalet Behei. Why did the Gemara need Makairis from the Torah for this halacha? He answers this Kasha by explaining a Tosefta in Baba Kama, which says that if a person steals a Parah Mu'beres, the Yolda, then he goes ahead and he's Tevech the Aim, he's Chayev Dalet Behei. If he's Tevech HaMoicher the Vlad, he isn't Chayev Dalet Behei. L'shitas HaRambam, that Leda isn't considered to be a Shinoi, Sayin the mother, Sayin the Vlad, the Tosefta is difficult to understand. Why shouldn't he be Mechuyiv Dalet Behei on Shchita or Tvicha of the Vlad? Rav Leib Lapian builds on the idea of the Ar Sameach, who says that the Geneva of an Uber isn't a Geneva which is Mechayiv Dalet Behei, because it wasn't a Shor V'seh at the time that he stole it. According to this, says Rav Leib Lapian, we can explain the din of the Tosefta as being unrelated to the din of Shinoi. He declares a Yesoidus Dika Chakira in the din of Tashlumei Dalet Behei, which really is important to consider throughout the perek. Klert Rav Leib Lapian, the din of Beis V'Gimel, which is added on when a person is Tevech U'Moicher the Gneva, do we say that that is a new chiyuv for this second Maisa Aveira, because he was Tevech HaMoicher, the Torah is Mechayiv him an additional Beis V'Gimel, but that is really separate from the original two that he was Nischayiv simply for the act of Geneva? Or do we say that the additional two or three that are added on for Tvicha Mechira aren't merely for the second Aveira, but rather they are for the two Aveiras that he committed? Because he was Goyniv, and then Tevech HaMoicher, the Torah added on another two or three Tashlumin. According to the second way of looking at it, Zakt Rav Leib Lapian, we could explain the Tosefta as saying that the reason he's Potter on the Tvicha Mechira of the Uber is that he can't be held responsible for a Geneva and Tvicha Mechira of a Shor V'seh, because the Geneva took place before it was a Shor V'seh. And so long as he doesn't do two Averis in a Shor V'seh, he's never Nischayiv the additional payments for Tvicha Mechira at all, even though the Tvicha Mechira was done in a Shor V'seh. Memeila Zakt Rav Leib Lapian, I would explain our Gemara as well. Granted, we know that a Toyin Tayin's Ganef is considered to be a Ganef L'chayvei Kefel. But now we have to decide whether or not a Toyin Tainas Ganif is considered to be a Ganif to satisfy the requirement of the first Avera, which is in itself a Goyrim to the Chiyiv of the additional Beis V'Gimel, if it'll be Tevech HaMoicher. That isn't a given. It might be viewed as a Maisa Gneva L'chayve Kefel, but not necessarily a Maisa Gneva, which is a building block towards the Chiyiv of Tashlumei Dalet Behei. Well, we can use this Chakira about if Dalet Behei is a composite of two distinct chiyuvim, one for the Geneva, one for the Tvicha Mechira, or rather, the additional payments are for Sai the Geneva and the Tvicha Mechira, to explain a Machlekes Rishonim. The Gemara later on Samach Ches Amud Beis, says, Gonav v'higdish, v'achkach tovach o'mochar, din is, Meshalam Tashlumei Kefel, v'ena Meshalam Tashlumei Arbo v'chamisha. Rashi in the Ramasal, the Einam Mishalim Dalet Behei, says as follows: the Haki Tovach, the Hegdish Tovach. When he does the Tvich or Mechir, he's being Tevech or Meicher, an item of Hegdish. V'Re'eyu Amarachmana, Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'eyu, V'Loy L'Hegdish. Therefore, he couldn't be Chuyiv, Kefel, to Hegdish. Chiv on the Pacha mi Kefel, since he's Pater from Kefel, Sule Mechayiv, the Tvich or Mechira. Why? Because Tashlume Arba v'Chamisha Amrachmana v'loi Shloishav Arba, and Kimadlus Kefel Minayu. Once you subtract Tashlume Kefel, Havle Shloishav Arba remains only a Chiyuv of Gimel V'Dalet, and we know the Torah is Mechayiv Dafka Dalet V'Hei and not Gimel V'Dalet. Azei Zot Rashi. All the Mefarshim are Meskasha with Pirish Rashi. Bishlema, if we were discussing a Behema Shel Hegdish, and then he came along and stole it and was tevach u'meicher, we can say that since he's potter from tashlumei kefel, it's impossible to mechayiv him for the tvicha mechira because tashlumei dalet v'heam rachmana v'loi tashlumei gimel v'dalet. Once we subtract the initial tashlumei kefel because he can't pay kefel to hegdish, or to the Baalim, once the behema was already made hegdish, it's impossible to add on the tashlumin for tzvicha mechira, because da'al beham rachmana v'loi gimel v'dalet. However, in this instance, the person is mechuyiv to pay kefel to the Baalim, because he stole it while it was still chulin. If so, we do have the platform of kefel upon which to add the additional beis v'gimel for the tzvicha mechira. How does Rashi say that the reason you're potter is because tashlumei dalet v'heam rachmana v'loi tashlumei gimel v'dalet? If we would be mechayiv him the additional tashlumei beis v'gimel, it would be tashlumei dalet v'hei in conjunction with the tashlumei kefel, which he's paying to the Baalim HaRishonim. The Pnei Yeshua's mahalach in Rashi is that Rashi ikra d'milsa nakat. He really means to point out that the Torah couldn't have been mechayiv dalet v'hei to Hegdish. Why? Because in a case where a person would steal from Hegdish, he wouldn't pay Dalet V'hei because there's a miyat on Kefel, Re'eyu, V'loi Shel Hegdish, and there's a din that Tashlumei Dalet V'hei Amrachman, V'loi Tashlumei Gimel V'dalet, Kumtois, that when a person steals from Hegdish, he'll never pay Dalet V'hei. We'd have to subtract the kefel mitzad exeris hakasev of Re'eyu, and then it is impossible to mechayev the remainder because of the second din of v'loi tashlumei gimel v'dalet. Once that is the case in an ordinary maisa geneva utvicha mechira shel hegdish, we understand that the Torah was never mechayev a tashlumei dalet v'hei to hegdish. Even in this situation where the geneva hatzach ketan from the Baalim, and theoretically it wouldn't be a seer of gimel v'dalet, but rather dalet v'hei. Nevertheless, the klal is that hegdish is exempt from tashlumei dalet v'hei. It's clear from the Pnei Yeshua that he doesn't feel the chisaron of tashlumei dalet v'hei amrachmana v'loi tashlumei gimel v'dalet actually applies in our seer, because he could pay two to the Baalim Rishonim and the remainder to hegdish. Rather, what Rashi means to say is that Hegdish B'cholusa is nismayit from Tashlumei Dalet V'hei. The Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Nuntes Ois Beis also understands Rashi in this manner, and he is medayik that Vais Dois Iker Taima is because it's impossible to mechuyiv on a tvicha or mechira shel Hegdish. But if it would be two hejaitim, and for some reason the chiyiv of Kefil would be to Ruvain, and the chiyuv for the tvicha mechira to Shimon, there wouldn't be a problem of tashlumei dalet v'hei amrachmana v'loi tashlumei gimel v'dalet, because since he's paying the base kefel to Ruvain, the additional payments that he's paying to Shimon would be a kiyum in the din of tashlumei dalet v'hei. We don't look at the two addresses as being mechalik the tashlumen. Rather, as long as the ganef ends up having to pay a full dalet v'hei, that's a chiyuv which the Torah is mechayiv him. Leidach kisa, Tosfos later on, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Ramaskel Sefer, is miskasha with the Gemara's explanation for the Mishnah Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says, "Ganav Mishal Aviv, va'achkach Meis Aviv, va'achkach Tovach Umachar, Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel, ve'ena Mishalim Tashlumei Dalet Behei." The Gemara on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph explains this Mishnah by saying that the Seifa, that Mishnah, Lekarina Bevetovchai Kulu Beisura, can't be viewed as a Tvicha, which is entirely Aser, since he, the Ganef, is one of the Yorshei Ha'av. The Maisa Tvicha isn't Beshleimus Beisur, the Mela, there's no Chiv on the Tvicha Mechira. Frekt Toisvis, it's Mavur in the Gemara that he would have been Mechuyiv to pay the Dalet V'hei to his brothers, if not for the special yalfusa of dalet v'hei v'loi gimel v'dalet. L'chayra, frektoisus, it should be subject to the shayla if a person is meirish k'nas l'bonav. And if ein adam meirish k'nas l'bonav, as is mavur in ksubis, then there's no reason that he should mechuyiv b'chlal to pay for the tvicha mechira. even if there wouldn't be a gzeres hakasav of the tovchei kulay v'isura. The Imre Moshe in Simon Mem Ois Yud Aleph is miskasha with the words of Tosfos. Tosfos says that the tashlumen for the tficha mechira to the achim should be subject to the shaylev adam meirish kras labanov or ein adam meirish kras labanov. Frek the Imre Moshe, the father died before the tficha mechira ever happened. If so, the Maisa Tvicha Mechira occurred in a shar which was owned by the brothers. What does that have to do with the din of Meirish Kras Labanov or Eino the Meirish Kras Labanov? The act of Tvicha Mechira was a direct chiyuv to the children. Zogt Imre Moshe, it's Muchach from Tosfos, that if the children would not be able to be Yerush, the Knas of the Kefel, it would be a chisarn of Tashlumei Gimel V'dalad, V'loi Tashlumei Dalad V'hei, Ein Achinami, the Tvicha Mechira was done to an item of theirs, but if the chiyuv kefel was to the father, then we could not be mitzarif the tashlumen of kefel to the father, to the additional tashlumim to the banim. Therefore, only if we hold ademayrish kras lebanov could they be in line to receive the payments for the tficha mechir. This explanation for the words of Tosfos proves that Tosfos disagrees with what the Divrei Yecheskel was moitzi from the aforementioned Rashi. Tosfos holds that it is impossible to mechayev a person to pay kefel to one and the additional tashlumen for the tficha mechira to another. Daf and Fashtein, b'may pligi Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that theoretically we can mitzarev a chiyuv of kefel to Reuven to the additional payments to Shimon, whereas Tosfos holds that all the tashlumen have to be to one party. We can mevayer this machlekes rishonim with the chakira of Rabbi Leib Lapian. How do we view tashlumei dalad vehei? Is it two distinct chiyuvim? One for the ma'aseh geneva, which is mechayivim kefel, and then an additional beis v'gimel for a tvicha mechira done in a stolen object? Or do we say that for the double aveira of sai stealing and being teveach u'moicher somebody's shor v'seh, the Torah was mechayiv you dalad vehei? Rashi, who holds that it's possible to b'chayev him to pay kefil to one and the additional beis v'gimel to another, must view the tashlumei dalad v'hei as a composite chiyev. There's one chiyev for the geneva itself. And if that was done to Reuven, is there a mechuyev kefil to Reuven? Now he goes ahead and is teveach ha-meicher in a stolen object. He's meschayev an additional beis v'gimel. It is of no concern to us that that chiyev is going to be paid out to Shimon, as long as, b'sach hakol, he's paying a full dalad v'hei, tashlumei dalad v'hei, amar rachmana. The fact that he stole from Reuven doesn't detract from his chiyuv beis v'gimel to Shimon, because the chiyuv beis v'gimel is solely for the act of tvicha mechira, which he committed against Shimon. Tosfos' shita, that it is impossible to combine a kefel to Reuven to a dalad v'hei to Shimon, is muvan heitev, if we understand tashlumei dalad v'hei as being an additional knas, which the Torah put upon the teveach u'meicher for being goyniv and teveach u'meicher. If that knas is because he did two avlis, then it's muvan that that can be only if he did the two avlis to the same person. He took his item and he stole it, and then he went ahead and was teveach u'meicher. But if the Geneva was from Reuven and the Tvicha Mechira was from Shimon, then he hasn't committed two avlis to one person. Memela, the Torah was never mechayev him with the additional chiyuvim for Tvicha Mechira, b'kai gavna. This could fit into the words of the Imre Moshe, who says, b'das ha-tosfos, that if the Yarshim wouldn't Yarshin the initial kefel, he wouldn't be mechuyev gimel v'dalad to them either. Why? Zogt Imre Moshe, oi mishum de etzlam loy gonav, oi de havi gimel v'dalad. The first words of the Imre Moshe, the etzlam loy gonav, can be understood as we said before. The Torah was mechayiv an additional payment for tvicha mechira if he steals someone's item and then is teveach ha-meicherit. Here, where the geneva wasn't done klapei Reuven, even though the tvicha mechira was, he can never be mechuyiv dalad v'hei. It's not merely a chasarn of tziruf, but rather that sefelt in the mechayiv, since he didn't do an injustice to this person twice. To summarize this last vort, it's mavur from Rashi that tashlumei Dalet Vehei could be divided between two parties. It's not a chisaron of Tashlume Gimel V'Dalet V'Loi Tashlume Dalet Vehei. As long as B'sach HaKel, the Ganef ends up paying a full Dalet Vehei, we have the Chiyiv, which the Torah is B'chayiv, even if the Kefil is to Ruvain and the Dalet Vehei is to Shimon. On the other hand, from Tosis Mavur, that one cannot divide up and be Mechuyiv Kefil to Ruvain and Dalet Vehei to Shimon. What could be the beer hamachlekes? L'chayra, their argument can be understood according to the aforementioned chakira in the nature of tashlumi dalet vehei. If you hold that the chiyuv of dalet vehei is be'emes made up of two completely separate chiyuvim, one for the geneva, which is mechayivim kefel, another additional chiyuv of beis v'gimel for a ma'isa tficha mechira, then Rashi's opinion is very understandable. He ba'avled Ruvain, he's mechuyiv kefel. He ba'avled Shimon, he's mechuyiv the additional beis v'gimel, so long as in total they add up to the tashlumei dalet vehei, which the Torah mandates. Tosfos, who holds that in such a situation he'd be putter in Gansen, must view the chiyuv of dalet vehei as being an additional chiyuv for doing two avlis. Because he stole someone's item and then went ahead and was tevech ha'moicher, the Torah tacked on an additional beis v'gimel. Memela, Tosis holds that if he made a Maisa Geneva from Ruvain and then the item was transferred to the ownership of Shimon, even if he goes ahead and is Tevech Umoicher, he can't be Chayiv the additional payment because he didn't do both a Geneva and a Tzvicha Mechira to one party.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.